18. Ist das ein 18? He is controlling all fortune, and she is controlling him. Also, their pastimes are just like springtime. Of course, Krishna has his part of all of the seasons. He can walk from one season to another.
And he can eat the flesh of Krishna.
And just the nice part of the season. But especially Krishna says that he is our very spring. Springtime is the Prabhupada says universally liked. So this concept of the enjoyment between a young boy and a young girl is what is moving the whole material world. Of course, here it is not always so pleasant. First of all, you don't stay young. It's not always full of pleasure. So many misunderstandings. But the perfection of that love is between Radha. And if we really want to taste the pleasure of that love, that's our natural position. We taste the pleasure of the love a perfect young boy and a perfect young
girl.
Not by becoming the young boy and the young
girl,
but by bringing them together and by serving them. Well, of course, we bring them together whenever we say Radha Madhava. Sometimes in this world there's And therefore his enjoyment is not like material enjoyment. Material enjoyment is based on a feeling of emptiness. We are all complete in connection with the complete. Just like this hand is complete. It's a complete hand. But that's because it is connected to the rest of my body. If you cut off the hand, it becomes incomplete. So when we are in touch with Krishna, we are complete. Of course, we can never be cut off. But when we imagine we are cut off from Krishna, immediately we feel incomplete. We think that we have to get something from outside in order to make ourselves. So material lust is like that. It's like I'm thirsty. And something or someone else is like water. I have to put the water in me in order to think I'm complete. I'm trying to use other people as things in order to satisfy my needs. So this is called love. It is exploited. I'm using. I'm not really loving. Love means I'm giving. I care about you. My happiness is seeing you happy. We have some experience. That the parents are sacrificing and their pleasure is seeing the child happy. But materially we cannot maintain it 24 hours a day. As long as I feel empty, then at some point I will say, what about me? And you see this in relationships between two people. We even see it in the community. I'm going to give and give and give and give and give to my community. And then one day I say, what about me? So when you are full with Krishna, is someone offering you some material enjoyment? You're already full. There's no lacking. And it is not just full. It's overflowing. So you can give to others. And you never have to ask, what about me? Me is already getting. So the devotees, great devotees, they become Atmarama. They're satisfied from within. Aptikama, they can fulfill their own desires. They don't need to go to anyone else.
And
this is how one becomes free from us. So if the devotees become Atmarama by connecting with Krishna, how can Krishna have any lack? He is the source of the self-satisfaction for all of the great devotees. So Krishna can love. Krishna's not explaining. We're so afraid to surrender to Krishna's love. Even we're afraid to surrender to the love of some person in the world. Suppose they hurt me. Because in this world, that for sure we will get hurt. 100% sure. But with Krishna's love, my mother is from. Of course, he actually feels that there is mother is from. When Uddhava came to Vrindavan, he told Nanda and his daughter, you know, Krishna has no mother or father. Alright, so if somebody came to you and said that's not really your child, you wouldn't be very happy. So Nanda and Yasoda also, they weren't very happy. Nanda Maharaj is thinking, this Uddhava, he doesn't know anything about Krishna. Krishna, he's always calling me father. But not only did Krishna give love to Nanda and Yasoda, to the whole village. So generally a child gives a lot of pleasure to his or her own parents. The parents can talk for, you know, 10 hours about the activities of their children. Oh, my little Krishna Das, he can put one cup inside of another cup. And he turned the garbage can upside down today. It was so cute. And see how his nose is running. He's so cute. And the other people are thinking, okay, this is not very interesting. But Krishna delighted everyone. Not just his close family. Everyone was thinking, I wish Krishna were mine. And then Krishna became the son of all of the older gopas and gopis in Vrindavan. Not only the people. Prabhupada said Krishna embracing Radharani, Krishna embracing the cow, equal. But there you see a painting of Krishna milking a cow. And the cow is loving Krishna more than her own cat. All the cows, they're following behind Krishna when he's coming back from the forest. And they want to give milk to their calves that are back in the village. But they're more interested in staying close to Krishna. When Krishna leaves the village to go in the forest, the people are crying. And when Krishna leaves the forest to go back in the village, the birds and the deer are crying. The trees dry up. When Krishna looks at the trees, they blossom. Rajajanaranjana, he gives light to everyone. Jamuna Tira Vanachari, and he's enjoying on the bank of the Yamuna.
The Yamuna Park and River.
Of course, the Yamuna is also Vishaka.
Yamuna Vishaka.
And Krishna's Queen Kalindi. So everyone likes to enjoy in water. If you think about where people go for vacation, almost always someplace with water. Or snow. So people like water is a symbol of enjoyment. So Krishna very much likes to enjoy the water. He has Jamuna and so many ponds and lakes. And he studied many different philosophies. It was later in his life he decided, after studying the Bhagavatam and the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that he wanted to dedicate himself to Krishna and to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yours.
All my possessions are yours.
These are in front with me.
In one of the songs, he talks about how his family members belong to Krishna. He is taking care of his family as service to Krishna. And not only Krishna, but I put them at your feet. And he called Krishna Nandini Shore, the teenage son of Nanda Maharaj. Now, what is the behavior of someone who has given everything to Krishna? Sampadevi pade jivimane marane. Daya mama keva tuva. Opare marane. So, sampadevi pade, whether things are nice or they are not nice. Just like people when they get married, they say, I will stay married to you if it's nice or not nice. Nowadays people don't actually do that. As soon as it gets not nice, they go away. But if everything really belongs to Krishna, then it belongs to Krishna if my life is nice or my life is not nice. Some people, they only worship Krishna when their life is nice. Thank you,
Krishna.
And when everything's not nice, who are
you?
I don't care for you anymore. And some people, they only worship Krishna when their life is not nice. So when I was in London, my friend Columbia was preaching to this one lady. I'm telling her to chant Hare Krishna. And this woman said, why should I pray to God? I'm not having any problems. So some people, they only come to Krishna when their life is not nice. So Bhaktivinoda said, my life is nice or not nice? Still, I am going to worship you. Jivane marane, even life and death. Still, I'm going to serve you even in life or death. Then Manavi Rakovi Yogi Chetumar Nitya Dasa Pratitua Adhikar. Adhikar means it's your right. So if I'm really surrendered to Krishna, and I see it's his right to do with me what he likes. Maravi Rakavi. Maravi means you can kill me. Rakavi means you can protect me. This is the platform of peace. We think, I will have peace by making an arrangement to protect everything in my life. I will have peace by getting everything that I want and then keeping it. But this is not possible. I can never get everything perfect. And even if you get everything perfect, you cannot keep it that way. If you get the perfect sari, it gets a hole in it. Everything is like this. So this is not the platform of peace, that's the platform of anxiety. When will all my things be taken away? How will they be taken away? Because they will to me is also perfect. It is loving. So I have faith Krishna is my maintainer and Krishna is my protector. An ordinary father and mother, ordinary, materialistic father and mother, they take care of their children. Even a criminal father and mother usually take care of their children. Even the animals take care of their children. What does Sri Krishna will take care of
them?
What if he doesn't? So many people are not taken care of.
Oh yeah, she can bear using orders for that.
That's also okay.
Understand?
If you don't want to take care of me,
what can I order for you?
Then I will trust that that is loving. I will trust. No, this is tricky. I will trust that you're not taking care in action camp. Just like you might take a knife away from a little child. And the child is crying. Gauranga's daughter was sitting here yesterday for the class. Did you all see that? And her mother took her out. And I was sitting right there. And the child was crying. Why are you taking me out? But there was a children's program. And what is the child going to do sitting next to her father who's translating in the class? So the mother was taking her to a nicer situation. But the child was so angry. And the child was thinking, don't you love me, mommy? So sometimes when Krishna seems not to protect, or not to maintain, then we say, Krishna, don't you love me? But the real devotee says, Krishna, I know you love me. And your intelligence is perfect. So I know you are always maintaining me. And you are always protecting. And if your maintenance and protection come in the form of not maintaining or not protecting, from the material point of view, I am also happy. Because I trust you. And if you are right to protect me and maintain me in whatever way you are. And therefore, when we become peaceful, Krishna will take care of me. And if apparently he doesn't take care of me, that is also good. Maro vi rako vi yogi chitoma nitya dasa pratitula. I am just your servant. It's your right to do with me whatever you like. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur takes this to a very high level. Can you sing this two lines for me? Yeah, actually three lines. Sing them for me. Whatever melody you want.
green light. Yes, that's good. Yes, it's good. The same three verses. Yes. Dan Robi Moy and Kite Dan Moy and Bukti Moki Spina. Those three. Anything else?
Thank you.
spiritual world. There's so many relationships.
That's it. I've been there and I've been trying to go to
Radhanam is also friends with Lovey Sandra
Shakam.
She has a relationship with Mother Yasoda. So this is like when we were with Prabhupada in 1976. My older son, who was then 1 year old, was sitting on my lap. And Prabhupada said, just like this mother is loving her son without any expectation of return, one should love Krishna. And my father said, will loving her son help her to love Krishna? Prabhupada said, no. But loving Krishna will help her to love her son. Because when you're full with love for Krishna, then you can give real love to everybody. When you're not connected with Krishna, what do you have to do? So we should go to Krishna for all of our relationships.
Krishna,
you are everything. You are my friend, you are my mother, you are my father, you are my children, everything. This is a very nice verse to memorize. And whenever we have problems in relationships, remember this line, these two lines. The problem is not this other person. I always think it's the other person. The problem is me. That I'm trying to make this person into Krishna. Let me go to Krishna. Let me have my relationship with Krishna. Then I can have the proper relationship with this person. Bhakti Vinod Dohe Sudodan Radha Nata Guru Amara Pana. Hey, lover of Radharani, hey, Kana, you are my prana. You are my very life. So, of course, Bhakti Vinod has so many wonderful songs. And today maybe we can meditate on some of his songs. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave a first class example of a pure devotee Grahastha. He showed how you can be a pure devotee within the society. And he also had a very happy family. So Bhaktivinoda particularly is the model for building society. So I don't know, if you're willing, would you be willing to read a bhajan on this one? Manasudhaya Gehokon? Yeah, I don't know.